At just over $24,000, the starting salary for a corrections officer in Georgia is about $2,500 below the national average. It's also among the lowest in the Southeast states. That's according to a recent audit of the state's corrections and community officers. Republican State Senator Jack Hill of Reidsville chairs the Senate Appropriations Committee, which requested the audit. He says it's time the state increased starting salaries for corrections officers.
I think there's universal agreement among the leadership of the state that this is an issue whose time has come to address.
In the audit, correction officers pointed to low starting salaries, infrequent pay increases, and insufficient staffing as the top reasons for leaving the job. The report puts last year's turnover rate among juvenile corrections officers at 57%. Among their counterparts at the Georgia Department of Corrections, it's 29%. And the state spent $29 million to hire and train about 3,000 officers to fill staffing shortages last year alone. Matt Taylor is with the audit department.
I don't know that necessarily the cost to train an individual officer is necessarily all that high, but when you have such high turnover, then obviously it costs the state a great deal of money.
But the audit says increasing starting salaries by even $1,000 likely wouldn't cut the turnover rate enough to offset the cost of boosting salaries. Hill says the financial bump would still be a start to addressing the retention issue.
Even though that may not be the answer to every problem we have in corrections and DJJ, it is something we ought to do given the marketplace.
Hill says he hopes to address the issue in the upcoming legislative session. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.